Hi, and welcome to a Dad's Path podcast. We're real dads solving everyday problems. Each week, we tackle issues that dads everywhere face and deliver actions you can take right away. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. Our goal is to help you make fatherhood count. Dad on. The fine art of patience, and sometimes distraction. Dad, are we there yet? I'm hungry now. Are we there yet? How much longer? We've all been there. You respond as gently and patiently as you can. At first, 5 minutes, guys, you say. We have to wait just like everyone else. It's been 30 seconds since I said 5 minutes. Meanwhile, your blood pressure's rising. Now your tone is taking on that edge of nasty. But our little ones can't yet understand time. Unlike our kids, we have a fully developed prefrontal cortex. The prefrontal cortex is the piece of our brain that allows us to plan things out, for example, or understand complex concepts and ideas, such as the passage of time. Your kids live fully in the moment and aren't processing time like you are. As parents, this means we need to understand that our children think differently, and no amount of impatience on our end is going to help them. So what can we do? Prepare and engage. First, prepare. When you know you're going to go into a situation where your little one might get impatient, make sure you have options available. Crayons, paper, stickers, scissors, a pad, whatever it is. Whatever it is that can get them interactive and creating. If you know it's going to be 5 minutes or so of waiting, ask them to cut out 5 shapes or make 5 drawings. You can help them work through different ideas. And snacks. It's always good to have a reserve of snacks on your person. But the best option is to engage. What does that mean? It means conversing with your kids, playing games, engaging. A couple ideas here. First, to pass the time. Play games like I Spy, 20 Questions, make up a story together, etc. You'd be surprised how taking your kids' minds off the road is pretty easy. Now, for road trips, here's a fun idea. Design a distance tracker. Basically, take a long strip of poster board and cut it into the shape of a 2-lane road. Put Velcro on the back of it and attach it to the ceiling of your car or a place where your kids can see it. And then apply a strip of Velcro to the front, which is on the road. Next, have your children help you draw and cut out a car that looks like yours and apply Velcro to the back. Draw and cut out a picture of your home and the destination, put it on the map. Then you can have your car follow the ride and give your kids an idea on where you are in the road trip. One final idea is for events that are at least a week away. Do what we call the link chain. The link chain is a great visual trigger to move your kids along to understanding time and building patience. When a significant event is coming up, such as a trip or holiday, have a link chain where your child can remove a link every day as you get closer to the event. Not only does it help them associate time and patience, but it also builds more expectation and excitement. Another way to do that is just on a large calendar. Put it on a piece of poster board where you can cross each day off. And as time passes, your little one will build experiences that will help them link events and concepts together. Now for us dads, here's a lesson. I think it's helpful, and it's that we must be patient because our kids are going to learn to be patient based on how patient we are. They're taking their cues from us. So when they see you lose it, that's what they're learning. For me, breathing exercises have really helped keep me calm, but the important thing is just to find a tool that works for you. Take the time before you lose your patience to remember that your children's brains are growing at an incredible rate. You know, it's normal for us to be frustrated, but don't let that frustration bleed onto your children. You know, don't hinder their journey. It's our job to help them along on their path of discovery. One final dad quote, patience is not the ability to wait, but how you act while you're waiting. Joyce Meyer.
If you liked our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. If you haven't joined us yet, go to adadspath.com to get our free newsletter exclusively for dads. And do you know a friend who might like this podcast? Send it on. We want to help as many dads as possible make fatherhood count. Dad on.